Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, Mo. How'd you get in my house?
Leia let me in.
Oh.
Good guard dog.
No.
No.
Blankston. All right, let's get the housekeeping out of the way first. We've been away for a...
Well, you haven't cleaned anything as far as I can tell.
I told you I wasn't going to if you're coming over.
That's true.
Dog sheds a lot, okay? Messy. Don't say it.
Candy wrappers?
Halloween. Have a scream egg.
I will.
All right, so anyways. So back, we're back. It's been like, what, a week and a half?
Something like that. If we haven't done the show since just before Heck in the Sec.
Yeah. Well, they didn't talk about Hell in Cell. Because right after the Bound for Glory live audio commentary, you didn't have a chance to come over during Heck in the Sec because you were washing your dog's penis.
Oh, moo.
Uh-huh, that's it. And in that time, also, we had another issue. We talked about it last show, how we're having website issues.
Yes.
Okay, and if you've been on our website lately...
You know we have issues.
Well, you'll know our issues have cleaned up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, totally new design, continuing to evolve the design. We like it a lot more. We think you'll like it a lot more.
Fucking better.
We should mention while we're at it, though... many of you have historically gotten the show from Podomatic. All of this goes through. This will be the only source in the near future for We Talk Wrestling.
Will be WeTalkWrestling.com.
WeTalkWrestling.com. No more at Podomatic. Once we have everything set up, hopefully that'll happen in the near future. So that'll be your exclusive place for it. If there is any issues with the website, you will be able to go to Facebook. Our Facebook page will always be the backup.
Yes.
So
I do understand that we have Samoa Joe calling in. Joe, are you there? Fuck Podomatic. Thanks,
good.
Joe.
He feels the same way about Podomatic that he does about Vince Russo. So anyways, not nearly as strong, no. Well, yeah. I mean, Podomatic is bad, but not awful. You know what was great, actually? Was Gravity. I saw that. You should see that.
Speaking of Vince Russo.
What do you mean?
That movie with Sandra Bullock and...
George Clooney, yeah.
George Clooney, yeah. That takes place in the spot between Vince Russo's ears.
Yeah, that movie does take place in space. Anyways.
Vast space.
All right, anyways. Okay, so that's it. That's our house cleaning, housekeeping, whatever the hell you want to say. So, you know, at some point in time, you might have to... Yeah, that's knock right next to the microphone. That's a smart idea.
Housekeeping.
So, so as we get back to it, and we should just mention at some point in time, if you are a subscriber through iTunes, when this happens, you might have to migrate over to the new iTunes page to do with this. But we're gonna give you lots of warning and get all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll figure that shit out
for you. Help you all along, and thanks for coming. Anything else you want to say to the people?
Boobs.
All right. That was another excellent episode of We Talk Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, folks.
Yes. Yes. That's a good segue because we're talking about WWE Creative.
Yeah. We'll go through from...
Heck in a Sack.
Heck in a Sack.
Yeah.
Until...
Now.
Now. The Guild of Swords Viruses. Okay, first off, everything you want to say about Hell in a Cell, go!
Hell in a Cell was a WWE pay-per-view.
Don't read the Wikipedia page.
There's a Wikipedia page? Yeah. Someone cared enough to put a Wikipedia page up? Yeah. Well, I mean, basically what that boils down to, and what kind of the theme of this show will be, is that... I absolutely love the WWE mid-card.
Well, that's the best part of the show, usually.
That's what I'm saying. And now, I mean, and that's firmly where CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are entrenched.
I suppose.
So, I mean, the best part coming out of Heck in the Sec weekend, as it were, was the Shawn Michaels promo to Daniel Bryan.
No, it was Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels was really good.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, for all of his...
this just in, Shawn Michaels is really good.
Well, the thing is, the Shawn Michaels, for all of his calmer, nicer, gentler Shawn Michaels, at the end of the day, he's still... when he needs to find that, like, dick anger...
Yeah.
He can still find it.
He can find dick anger.
Yeah. 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 That was going to be my porn name.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then they said, you can't be in porn.
Kelly can find Dick Trickle.
I said I could be in porn if I see Alice.
Yeah. Do you see Alice?
And then they said, we don't shoot in wide-angle lenses. And then we're talking about my penis. They're talking about my fat ass.
Harry, too. Yes, Shawn Michaels cut that promo. Listen, you little puke.
You
puke.
He's got a puke.
You shake my head, because I'm the headliner. Now, I mean, the whole thing, great deal. Shawn Michaels tapped out to Daniel Bryan. Can't wait to see Shawn Michaels against Daniel Bryan.
Nope.
Oh.
But you don't need to. Daniel Bryan tapped him out.
That's true. He wins.
He wins. He got even.
That's true. So now he can go to the mid-card.
Everything about this screamed, we're setting up Shawn Michaels versus Triple H to me.
Yeah.
If Shawn wants to have a match.
If Shawn's son is old enough yet.
Then that he'll be Vince's guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it screams to me.
Yeah. And that's probably it.
Right now, what would it give the odds on that? 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50. I mean... Stone Cold said, fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Rock's doing some movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. So we're doing Hunter, or Taker and Lesnar now.
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody that they rely on outside of John Cena to sell pay-per-views is busy.
To sell WrestleMania.
No, they sell any pay-per-view.
Well, SummerSlam, too. Or Royal Rumble. Yeah, you're right.
Sell any pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Is... They're busy.
Yeah.
So, now they're fucked.
Yeah.
And that leads me back to that mid-card. I mean, we opened up Raw just this past Raw with the Wyatt family. I mean, it's clearly the Wyatt family now against Punk and Bryan. Punk and Bryan have formed this alliance.
Not really. They both have just noticed. It seems that somebody else has a disagreement or a problem.
Let's give the internet work rate jizz something to do.
Yeah.
So they put them together as a unit. Speaking of jizz, but the reaction on Monday.
How much is one unit of jizz?
That much.
Okay.
It says here milliliters, but the reaction to Daniel Bryan and Punk standing there was the biggest reaction of the night in Superstar Reaction.
Absolutely.
But
though it was pretty big at the end when Big Show cut his promo and turned to the audience after they granted him his title shot and said yes. And that was a good reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking idiots.
But I mean, it's. It's one of those things that, yeah, they've got nobody now. They won't have anybody in the future, clearly. So it's just a matter of what we're looking at. And as we record this on the, what are we looking at, the 6th, the 5th of November,
yeah.
2013, I start my watch.
Mm-hmm.
The watch. And that is, how long can WWE last? Because I don't know how long Hunter and Taker and Brock and Cena will be able to wrestle. And clearly, once they all are no longer able to wrestle, we should just close the company down.
Well, obviously. I mean, because there's nobody right there right now that Hunter would wrestle because they're not on his level. They're you know, he only wrestles stars.
Yeah.
And all the stars are people not currently in the roster.
And speaking of which, I mean, we're going to watch Survivor Series is going to be Big Show against Randy Orton. Who gives a fuck?
Big Show is pretty over as a babyface because of the angle. I'll give him that. He's getting a good babyface reaction.
Oh,
as far
fuck.
As far as making people buy it, who gives a
fuck.
Yes.
Like, really, like, that match has, I have zero interest in that match.
I didn't have any interest in it in 2006.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in it in 2013.
No.
But
will you have interest in 2020?
Nope.
Because that'll be, good chance. Some good stuff there.
Good chance it will be. No, it's, yeah.
it really is. I mean, like, I can look at the Wyatt. I mean, I will say in terms of watching the finishing angle on Raw, it is something where with the Shield are, like, firmly entrenched in WWE. Like, they are stars.
Which is what they're trying to get the Wyatt family to be.
But, right, and they won't, though. Because, again, the Wyatt family, to be stars, like what the Shield are, the Shield have intermixed with Cena, with Ryback, with Sheamus, with Hunter, with Big Show,
with
Daniel Bryan, with Brock, and with, you know, all these guys, and Undertaker.
Well, they're mixing with Punk and you know, like I say, Punk and Kane.
Yeah, so the...
And they're a better promo.
The Shield have...
Well, Wyatt is. Bray Wyatt is a better promo than any of them.
But the Shield have been able to rub shoulders with stars, which is why they're entrenched.
Yeah.
Wyatt family have fought the mid-carders. And they get no rub from fighting mid-carders.
They're not fighting the mid-carders. They're fighting the upper mid-carders.
Who?
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I said the mid-carders. There's no upper mid-card in this thing. This is like... You got your, like, there's not even a glass ceiling. It's like just like this whole floor of glass where no one's allowed to be in between the tippy top guys and the bottom. Like, this is like your bourgeoisie and proletariat for all you communists out here. There is no middle line. Yeah. There is no middle ground or there's no middle class. You are rich or poor right now in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they said guys like Punk. And Brian, they're poor. I mean, there's poorer. There's Kofi's and your Miz's and your Daniel Bryan and your Dolph Ziggler's rather. But Punk and Brian, they're not rich, and they can't get to that level. And so they may as well just fight. I mean, I just love how with Bray Wyatt talking about the devil.
Well, yeah,
he's talking about the devil.
Yeah, which is Hunter or Stephanie.
What? Oh no. Who's the devil? The devil's in Europe right now.
Kane's in Europe?
Recovering from his injuries. Oh. Heyman's the devil.
Oh, the sinister minister.
Heyman is the devil.
No, the sinister, they're bringing in...
Paul Heyman is the devil, and I love it because
okay.
The CM Punk and Paul Heyman are just collaborating on how to feud with each other forever.
Well, why not?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Why the fuck not? If you're just going to be mid-card acts, then who gives a fuck? You might as well just do it.
Yeah.
But that's really what it is that there is no more. I think when we go into this show and we get, again, the piss off, again, you get fooled with some things that get hot. I think we need to clearly state right now that there is no hope for anyone to break through to that next level right now. So if you think a Seth Rollins is going to do it, like I love Seth Rollins, but no. If you think, you know, a Mojo Rawley or Sami Zayn or Big E Langston, there's nothing. They are going to ride people.
How
into
much
the
when
ground.
They turn Roman Reigns? How much of a chance does he have?
He's rich
he'll be
already,
there, but he's yeah, but he's. Rich, rich. Okay, he's rich already, but he should get even higher, don't you think? Because they see him as somebody they can build the company around.
Oh, yeah, but he's rich already. The rich get richer.
Yeah.
And the poor get poorer. That's how this works.
Yeah.
That's a system that they've established now, is that they are, like, you know, they're the American taxpayer, for God's sakes. Is that the rich get rich and the poor get poorer, and Roman Reigns is already rich, so when he turns, he'll just get richer. He's already picked.
You don't think, he's picked, but Seth Rollins isn't. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
they're in the same spot, so what's the difference?
Well, that's, you know, that is true. So Seth Rollins might be able to stay.
No.
For a while. Until
Seth Rollins
breaks, but I mean, until the group breaks up, but then he's your sacrificial lamb, right?
He will.
I mean,
Ambrose, I mean, they see potential in Ambrose, so they really like Reigns. I remember saying about a year ago when they debuted, I think Reigns is going to be the guy. Eventually, he'll be the biggest star of this.
Just go push, yeah.
I see Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is going to be the Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit was always there. Occasionally, he would get a main event.
Well, he wasn't always there.
Let me finish.
Oh, he did.
He was always upper mid-card, U.S. champion,
yeah.
IC champion, occasional main event, occasional tag team champion. He won more. He was never in a losing streak. He was always winning, but wasn't a main event guy. He was that guy who would go in, give them a really good three-and-a-half, four-and-a-half-star match consistently, who they didn't see as a guy, a mechanic, like they saw Steve Austin as. That's what Seth Rollins will be. He'll be a guy who'll be always in that IC title, you know, level and getting, but he'll never be on a huge winning streak or never on a huge losing streak. But
between
but
that
not.
Is when you talk about guys, and you can say Edge even in that category, that chunk and churn and Benoit churn and these guys though eventually like Jericho, you know, all these guys, Eddie, they break through eventually. Because they get that long-term sort of respect. And so if that is the case, Seth Rollins isn't going to be a tippy-top star. But if Seth Rollins is rich and he's going to stay as that mechanic, he's going to take the longest. But he's eventually going to get there. Whether he stay there, he might just be a transitional guy.
Well, that's the thing about a lot of people are upset about Daniel Bryan not getting the belt. And I understand because storyline-wise, they built it up so that you would think he would get it. The why I said to you, I wasn't sure I would put it on him because I didn't think he had the momentum the way they booked him.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I'm not upset because I know he's going to get it. Like, he's going to get it and have it for a 3 to 6 month reign at some point in time. It's going to happen just because he's popular enough. They're eventually not going to have any options, and it'll just happen.
See, when you say that.
But he'll never have the chance to make him a guy at the next level.
That's the thing.
It won't happen. That won't happen.
Exactly. So then who gives a fuck? I mean, you talk about, remember when Benoit got it and the main program was Hunter and Eugene and Benoit was fighting Kane?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. So, I mean, again, the fact Daniel Bryan, I'm not upset because he'll get the title. Who gives a fuck? Everybody has a fucking title.
Yeah,
exactly. The title means shit. So, I mean, that's really what it is who's the featured guy? Who's the guy that's being able to take the company, maybe in a different direction, maybe in the same direction, but a fresh face. I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't think anybody can sit here, and I mean, you can watch, you can read the financials, you can watch the product, you can see the ratings, you can read the buy rates. I don't think anybody's going to tell you that WWE is hot right now,
no,
or have any sort of momentum whatsoever. So the fact is if you're playing the Pat Hand, you're playing the Orton and the Big Show, you're playing the Cena and the Del Rios, and you know, and you got Hunter there and Stephanie there and Kane there. I mean, you're playing that Pat Hand, and nobody gives a fuck to the degree that it's there, and no one is emotionally invested in it. And we see things. And it's very easy to do. We can see things that people can. If we just did this, and this, we can emotionally invest in this kind of angle. We saw that with the Daniel Bryan. If they just did it a little bit different, they could take advantage of it. And there'll be plenty of guys that'll be in that boat again. But now we know they don't have the ability to take advantage of it. And so it won't matter.
That's exactly it. I mean, when we're talking about what's driving me crazy, it's not the you know, fact they don't put the belt on Daniel Bryan. What drives me crazy is the booking, like the storylines that get started and stopped, the things that don't make any sense, that are illogical. The Mid-South DVD just came out from the WWE. Right. You got it. You're disappointed in it.
I wasn't disappointed in the content. I was disappointed in the format.
And you know, I mean, I went on YouTube. I'm watching some of this. I'd like to borrow that from you or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I'm watching some Mid-South wrestling, and this is a company that Bill Watts ran, you know, and was consistently able to get 8,000-10,000 people every week in the same city.
Yeah.
Like, they were a very popular product, you know, before the WWF national expansion and everything.
And during,
really, at the beginning, when the wrestling was still hot. And I'm watching this, and the performers aren't the best. But the logic behind the storylines, I'm like, well, this is so simple. You have two guys, they're tag team champions. One guy's an older guy, he's the mentor. One guy's the younger guy, Magna T.A. The older guy's Mr. Wrestling, too.
Yeah.
Magna T.A. is the younger guy. Mr. Wrestling 2 is starting to get jealous because Magnum TA is starting to get the better reaction from the fans and is starting to get all the wins, and he wants to wrestle him to show that he's better, but then he's not the full heel, and he slaps him. Mm-hmm. And Magnum TA, you see him fester, like just boiling underneath, right? Like he wants to, but that's his teacher in many respects. He just walks away. He slaps him 3 times before finally...
He snaps.
And it's really logical. Nothing in this is... They don't overthink it. They don't have to bring in things like lawsuits and fucking, guys fired and suspended and this guy and that. And like, all this bullshit that is the extra stuff that's thrown on top that makes you go, that would never happen. I'm watching this. I'm going, like I say, it's not the best promo from Mr. Wrestling 2. But the storyline is so easy to digest and well done that you can care about it. And you're not sitting there going, fuck, that's stupid, that would never happen. You're sitting there watching it going, that makes total sense. And that's the difference.
And like, those running knee lift vignettes with the sack of cornmeal, those are like classically corny.
Yes, they are. But it worked.
Yeah.
And the same thing, I'm watching all this storyline holes in Big Show and his getting the title shot and giving up his lawsuit.
And the board all of a sudden says we have to settle this
in the ring and with the lawyers. Or even something like Kane. I mean, this drove me crazy. Kane gets beat and is kidnapped by the Wyatt family. We don't see him. And he comes back, not with the Wyatts, who kidnapped him, chokeslams one of the Wyatts, then the next night says...
Chokeslams Miz,
Chokeslams one of the Wyatts, then chokeslams Miz. Then the next night says, Stephanie, you're an abuse of power, and...
I like it.
That's good for business. Here's my mask. What the fuck? Why is he not with the Wyatts? Why did they kidnap him? What happened there? Why is he coming back and attacking them and then dropping it? Why does he think that's good for business and want to be with Stephanie? None of this is logical.
And why
does
he now have hair and is Kane Laurinaitis?
That's exactly who he is. I mean, I think you told me he looked like somebody else.
Yeah, he looks like Richard Mull.
From Night Court.
From Night Court.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, though. I mean, it just happens. And there's no progression to the storyline. There's no progression to the Big Show storyline that's logical. It's just a bunch of shit thrown against the wall. And then when they decide to do something with it, they're like, oh, let's do this now. Nobody will care. And because they act like nobody will care as long as we give them what they want at the end, we don't care how they get there, they actually don't care when we get there. And that's what they're fucking ruining.
Well, and the other thing is that...
Rant over.
Well, but the bigger thing, too, is that they're right, that nobody does care.
But this is it, because of how they do it.
They do it. And it's like you can't get invested in it. And we're talking about how WrestleMania looked to be, Hunter and Vince in control of the company. And that still is on the books for, like, that's like the main angle for WrestleMania.
That's the main angle. And the same thing, it's like the matches. They have good wrestling matches on most nights on Raw.
Yeah,
and
Kofi
I could
Del Rio
give
was,
a fuck.
Yeah, Kofi and Del Rio was fine, but it's like, exactly, I watched Raw on the PBR on a delay in about 25 minutes.
Like, and that's pathetic.
Because it was like, the only match that I really stayed for was that six-man seemed good, and I like that now that Damian Sandow doesn't have the briefcase, he kind of said it's time for me to get serious.
Yeah.
You know, but again, that comes back to, this week he said he has to become serious.
Well, why wasn't he serious in the beginning?
Well, yeah, but then what's it going to be next week?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it's just like, there's no, I don't, where it used to be where I could take week one of a character and go, you know, I really like this new character. Now I have to wait for like a month to see, for me to go, okay, there's some consistency, I really like it, and then they change it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And it's like you get Daniel Bryan and it's like, fuck, I hate this, that they're beating him down, and all of a sudden he gets some momentum, he gets a win, or he gets to beat down or escapes or whatever. It's like, okay, they got it, and then they beat him. And now it's like, now you're back to the mid-card because he never was the champion, so he gets no rematch clause. So now we're going to have the Big Show. And it's just like, but we saw that. We called that at before Night of Champions, even.
Yeah, I think
so.
Right.
They were doing a wonderful job of building up the Big Show. So when Randy Orton wins the title, he's got the Big Show as a challenger.
Yep.
For the rest of this year, and then you can move him over to whatever, to say Ryback.
But I didn't think they'd ruin Daniel Bryan in doing it.
Well, they definitely did.
But they did.
And they did. And they definitely did. And as I said, they didn't ruin Punk in all of this. They've just stagnated Punk in all of this.
Yeah.
Is it him and the Rye? I mean, him going with Axel and then the Ryback has just been completely, like, ever since he lost to Lesnar. It's, you know, they built him and Lesnar very well for SummerSlam. You know, he had the Undertaker, then he had
Lesnar. Yeah, it didn't do anything. Like, it did bad. It did a bad buy rate. And Daniel Bryan did, in that position as well. I mean, Punk and Daniel Bryan both were in the top two matches. And
yeah,
it did a really bad buy rate.
Well, they continue to. And so now they've removed them from it. And when Survivor Series does a really bad buy rate, it will be because of the name Survivor Series.
Yes.
It's an outdated concept.
It'll never come back to the idea of it doesn't. You don't need the bullshit. You don't need the soap opera and the overly complicated storylines. You just need to make me care, and you need to make me care about everybody. Not just, you know what, you don't, when you have the El Matadors and the backstage and the little Torito comes running up and yeah, oh, don't worry, Renee Young, he's just a little horny. And you know, ha ha ha, that doesn't make me give a fuck about them.
No.
And that's not what you need to do. You need to make me give a shit about you. And that's what they're failing.
Well, they're completely failing in terms of, as I said, in terms of getting those new. I mean, as I said, I've already cared. I already care about the Wyatts. I already care about Punk and Bryan, and that's fine. But I mean, you look at guys. Like, there's certain guys that really what they need is, like, they completely ruined guys like Ziggler, and I mean, I don't know that
Ziggler is, well. When I saw Big E Langston get 75% of the vote.
Yeah.
My thought is, of course they want to see that, because it's fresh. Because yeah. That'll be the first time they've seen it. People just want to see something fresh.
Yeah.
They just want it different. So they just want the same thing again. But it also means that you fucked Ziggler up. Like, you. But again, I mean, Miz has failed massively as a babyface.
Yes.
But a large portion of that is how they booked him more than him. He's probably not... Maybe he's not a good baby face, but nobody could have in this
maybe?
Booking. No, maybe he's not. But the thing is, in this booking,
maybe
in this booking, nobody could have been. Nobody could have succeeded. And it's the same thing. I mean, I look at this. I look at them guys failing to get over at the level expected time and time again, and they always blame the guy. They always blame Sin Cara. They always blame the Miz. They always blame Ziggler. And I usually go, no, fuck, nobody could have. Triple H wouldn't have gotten over if he's booked like Ziggler. Triple H wouldn't have been a star if he's booked like Ziggler. Never would have happened.
Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing is, and it coming across so negative, and I don't want to. Like, I remember those days. We're in the Attitude Era. I mean, if I was out on a Monday night at 6:30,
yeah,
and because I had a commitment somewhere, and even though I had the VCR ready to go, I was doing everything I could to get home. And if I missed the first 5 minutes, 6 minutes, seven, yeah, 10 minutes, I thought about waiting to the replay so I could watch all of it. Because I thought that 5 minutes would be entertaining and so good.
Yeah.
I hated missing a minute of it.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to get to it every week.
I wanted to see
and a that's
live.
That's the way I wanted to be.
Yeah. I didn't want to see the live. I didn't even want to see, like, here's what happened just moments ago.
No.
Like, I didn't want to see that. I wanted to feel the moment.
It's,
you know?
That's what we want. Obviously, that's what we want to get back to. You know, because, I mean, we love wrestling, right? So,
do you think we'll get to see a lot more wrestling now that the network is launching?
Oh, fuck off with the network.
The network, February 24th, that was PW Insider was reporting that, but that might not be the exact date. But Stephanie now coming out and said they're targeting the first quarter of 2014. For the network.
I remember when they were targeting the fourth quarter of 2011.
Mm-hmm. But it does seem that things are kind of...
Remember when they're naming their TV shows and stuff like that, having them vote?
Yeah.
On the web, on like the Raw. Go to the WWE website, vote on the name of this show.
Yeah.
And all this bullshit.
Yeah. No, and that, but it does seem like it's closer to, and you know what, and the stock rose amidst... the feeling that WWE will get larger rights fees when their contracts come up next year, and especially against the spring of next year when their television contracts come up. You know what? I'm sure they will. I don't know that it's going to be this, like, you know, this super doubling of their money, or they're going to like get this massive cash.
I don't believe they'll get that at all, no.
I'm sure it'll go up a bit. But, you know, but I think it's going to be the equivalent of, you know, your annual employee review raise, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going to be a cost of living increase. Essentially,
I think you're probably right. Yeah,
I don't think this is gonna, you know, change the game forever. But again, that said, though, the game has changed and probably forever. I mean, if and when this network,
the network won't have Raw or SmackDown even on a replay, will it?
No, not
and that's the thing. In a replay, you need to.
But it will. I mean, and it might have a replay later in the week. Sure. I mean, they may have to. I don't know what to do. But they. The thing that it will have is it'll have all the pay-per-views, and it's except for WrestleMania at this point. And so it gets to be, and this model is already starting to change, is that if WWE, depending, I think actually what it'll come down to, and I think from my perspective, if I was a betting man right now, what I would bet happens is that the network does not launch before the television deals are negotiated, because if the television deals are negotiated and they get a bump, a significant enough bump, then that becomes the name of the game, is television rights fees, predominantly, officially, now that they're kind of, it is, but they're not coming out and saying it yet. They're not coming out and saying we're a television rights company yet, and they should, no. And they will. If they get the nominal, if they get enough, a little more than a nominal increase, I'm sure that that's what they're going to be touting. Then they're going to be moving to the network, and they're really going to abort pay-per-view.
Yes,
and they already kind of have anybody that's been watching. But I mean, I think it will be official that if they move it to the network, and that will be the driving force of the network, is that you need to see these shows.
You're going to see these shows once a month. We're going to put on a show. This 3 hours that has main event matches. Wait, that's Raw.
Wait, yeah, exactly. On the network. So what they have to do then is they will have to make those extreme rules and the money. I mean, again, you've got your extreme rules and your money in the banks, and this is where if you're going to do...
You're right. You can't have a ladder match then on Raw all year.
Well, no. And when have they, though? Really, I mean,
no, it's been a while. You're right.
Devil's advocate there, but I mean,
it actually has been a while.
But that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to make them. And again, there's a couple of them that are going to be more so. But I mean, you take the paper. What is SummerSlam? Right.
I don't know.
What is, you know? I mean, Survivor Series used to.
If SummerSlam is good for 350,000 people buys, and
right,
it's not going to be good for 350,000 subscriptions.
No, it's not. But here's the other thing, is that how many people, I mean, let's just assume that everybody gets the network, first off, which they won't,
it's not going to be available in Canada where we are.
No.
And I'm not sure how the percentage of pay-per-view buys in Canada, mm-hmm. I'm not sure where they sit compared to the States. I wouldn't be surprised if percentage-wise by population we're ahead of them, though.
Mate, I don't know anymore. I think they've. I mean, Bizarro Land. I think they've blown a few key towns. I mean, you see the UFC numbers in terms of Winnipeg's and Toronto's and Calgary's and Edmonton's and Halifax and Vancouver, and they're really strong. And, yes. And that money's got to come from somewhere, I think.
Well, I think we just, as a general rule, I think the people might have a little more disposable income.
Well. I don't know. I mean, but do you choose that on wrestling right now?
Yeah,
good point. No Canadian star like we used to? Like no Maple Leaf Wrestling, like Stampede Wrestling?
Tyson Kidd.
Like tours that used to come in. We used to get WWE 3 times a year.
They don't create a regional star properly anymore. I mean, we've seen what they've tried with Del Rio and Sin Cara and how well they've done that. And it's been a while since they've tried. You know, being a while since they tried with anybody in Canada, that's for sure.
No, exactly. And the last guy that they had was not anything to do with them. The last guy that they had that was a star internationally was Regal.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
That got cheered because of where he was. So, I mean, I don't think that
All of this said, I love watching NXT. Like, I really enjoy NXT every single week.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy Alex Riley actually on the commentary.
I do too. But a lot of that, though, is how complicated are their angles?
No, exactly. The guy gets jumped in the back, and there you go. You know, Bo Dallas comes out and says anybody can, except for Sami Zayn, can have a title shot.
So Sami Zayn has to trick him into getting a title shot.
By dressing up as El Generico.
That was awesome.
That was tremendous.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it's really, really simple.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have a woman champion, you have a heel group, you have a heel pair who's constantly getting in on her. You have another babyface girl who comes out, and the two babyfaces keep on accidentally hitting each other, bumping heads, and tension is brewing slowly. Not complicated, it's working.
I was going to say, I think that's my favorite part about the NXT is the deepest division.
It's not very deep, but it's better wrestling than what we see.
There's probably, five. I mean, you get five or six that you could include Charlotte.
You can include Charlotte and this new one with Rusev there.
Well, I don't think she's a wrestler, though. But, I mean, they got the thing there.
All of them are wrestlers.
And you've got
Charlotte, yeah, he's definitely something else in that.
He's going to be awesome.
Well, he's got great physical tools. And should really dominate the Divas division.
He is going to be fantastic.
Charlotte Flair definitely is up.
Yeah.
That guy's pretty, you know.
You hear they were going to try to change her name to Amanda.
It should be Amanda.
But I think you also have, what's her name, the one that hugs people.
Oh, yeah, your favorite. Bailey.
Favorite wrestler, Bailey.
Yeah, the one who looks like she's just...
AJ's chick.
Yeah.
They should put Bailey together with, what's his name? Corey Graves.
Yes.
Yeah. Although Corey Graves is out in a suit.
Yeah, that was weird. But again, though.
I think Hunter probably watched the show and said, hey, we have a CM Punk. Change his gimmick.
Well, we've been bitching about this for weeks.
Yeah, but Hunter finally watched the show.
But JBL doesn't, because he doesn't know who. What's his name there?
Xavier Woods. That was great.
And that, by the way, really went somewhere.
Well, apparently he's coming, though, because they really want to rush him onto TV because he's got some sort of real... He's got, like, a good educational background or something. And they
so does Kobe Kingston.
They want to use him as a spokesman. That's what I said.
Remember D'Lo Brown was actually a certified accountant?
Yeah, I know. But you know what?
Hey, you know David Otunga? Lawyer.
David Otunga. That was... My fiance reminds me of that every time I show her. David Otunga. Mr. Jennifer Hudson. She's like, the guy that... The picture, remember at the Royal Rumble where we were sitting at the bar? And we're having a drink or whatever. And we look over and we're like, huh, that's David Otunga. And nobody is around him.
No,
he's got his bow tie and his coffee mug. Like, he's in full gimmick.
Yeah, and we're sitting there getting a drink, and we're thinking, we could go over and talk to him. Or we could sit here and finish our beer.
Yeah. We want to go talk to him? Why would we want to do that?
He's David Otunga.
It's like every time we turn around, hey, it's Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas was everywhere. Now it makes sense. Now that I've seen his new gimmick, he just wanted us to believe.
By the way, I love his new gimmick.
That's unbelievable.
Just the way he says it. It's
I know.
He is
I'm going on a world tour. I'm going to Bolivia. See, but this is it. Again, it's not a complicated gimmick.
He is going to make a tremendous mid-card comedy act I care about for 3 months.
There you go.
It's going to be great.
Yes. He'll be Fandango.
Yeah, and LaJob and a Tyson Kidd. Well, Total Divas comes back on Sunday, right? So
something else that they do, I mean, they did this with Dan O'Brien. They did this, too. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, Natalya's out with Great Khali. They've been dating for a few years on TV.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she's out with Tyson Kidd, and they got married. Oh, we never mentioned that. We just assume that you watched Total Divas, even though probably 300,000 people watching this are watching Total Divas.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But they did show Jim Neidhart walking
down. That was fucking awesome.
I told you, he was like, he wanted to be anywhere else.
He looked winded as he was... He's like...
He was just looking for his fanny pack and his bicycle.
Oh, my God.
It was tremendous. But Harry Smith got on briefly.
Yeah.
Jerry was training with Harry Smith.
Oh, who's that?
The son of Chris Benoit.
What?
The son of Chris Benoit training. I don't know if it's like it's wrestling and mixed martial arts, I guess.
Is he planning wrestling in Japan? Because I don't think anybody in North America gives him a job.
You don't think so?
No.
Huh.
This is like Cody Hall. Oh. And I was like, this is a dumb fucking idea.
Yes.
For you to become one. This is a dumb fucking idea for his son. How old's his son?
He's older, I think, because he had two marriages, right?
Well, I guess he would be like 43 or 44 if he's alive or something like that, wouldn't he? He was 41 when he died.
Yeah, he was 41 when he died, so his son's probably in early 20s.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name, to be honest. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what his name.
Daniel?
I think so.
No.
I understand that his wrestling name is Zantastic.
Xanadu?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, should Xanadu.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I understand that in Honor, though, he's wrestling as a woman.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Woman, huh?
Woman.
Mm.
Hear him roar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable talking about this.
Like how Daniel feels.
So anyways, that's it on TN. And do you want to talk about anything else specific from Hell in the Cell to now, angle-wise?
There's been angles. I mean, there is. We talked about the stupid Big Show horse shit. The only thing I continue to like the Rhodes Brothers. The Rhodes Boys as the tag champions,
yeah.
Looks like now going again. And the tag titles, it's funny because the tag titles now aren't on the Shield, yet I still feel that the tag titles mean something.
They've been elevated.
Yeah. And even if they go to the Real Americans, let's say, I will still think that they're elevated, and that's because then when I look at it, how standards have fallen, but how I feel that when I look does a title mean something at this point to me now? Is A, is it featured on TV? But B, if, let's just say it's the Real Americans, then I can see, then you've got either the Rhodes Boys or the Usos as challengers.
Sure.
Like directly. And maybe
and,
the Matador
and guys that seem to win, the guys that seem to win more than they lose.
Exactly. And now I've got, and if the Rhodes, then they still have the Real Americans, and they have the possibility with the Shield too. So they've got a couple ways and challenges to go. That to me makes the tag team division hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I still look like I.
Did
still
we learn that did Big E Langston and the tapings get the IC belt?
I don't know. I haven't read that yet. Langston.
Where would I find that? I can look at it up here. Probably easiest. On this thing called the interweb.
Langston.
Oh, you're looking it up on your phone.
Try it.
Even easier.
I'm trying to.
You're trying to. All right. Anything you want to say about TNA?
Who? Oh. By the way, the cunt is. She is advertising that a former world champion will be on Impact this Thursday from Cincinnati. This is a new one. This isn't a taped.
This is a new one. Oh yeah, from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
So former world champion. Jeff Jarrett?
I'm assuming it would be Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
He was the intergender champion.
See? The world intergender champion.
Yeah, exactly. Not the intercontinental intergender champion.
No.
Just try and say that three times fast.
No, the world intercontinental. The intercontinental heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah.
Yeah. As it used to be, referenced.
Yes.
You find it there?
What is
yo. Fucking iPhone's supposed to be fast.
Want to know who sold more WWE stock?
No. Okay. Vince? Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Stephanie did?
Yes.
It was very interesting, I thought, on Monday when main event segment, and Triple H, and Triple H's nose came down, and Stephanie's gunt came down to the ring. I thought that was very interesting.
Want to know what the big matches are for the Germany tour?
No.
It's the Shield versus Langston, Goldust and Cody Rhodes, and Orton against the Big Show.
Didn't see those coming.
Anyway, don't know that Big E Langston is in fact the Intercontinental Champion yet, but I assume that he will be by the time we finish recording this show. I'm trying to think of nothing really else coming out of that conference call for the investors. It's what you expect.
No, yeah, we're losing money.
Yeah.
A lot of that's the film division. Our pay-per-view buy rates are down.
Yeah.
But this is all done because we're setting up the network, and once we have that, we'll be flush again.
Well, it's not even a matter of being flush again. I just think that...
Well, they don't have cash on hand like they used to.
No, but I think once they have this network, as I said, I think...
I just want to see Legends House, goddammit.
I know, right? I just hope that everybody's still alive by the time Legends
House... I know, there. Otherwise we won't see them on Raw.
It's true. It's true. Pat Patterson and such. Billy Jim. That's who I'm really looking forward to see, so Billy Jim.
I thought Iron Sheik was in this thing.
No, Piper.
Good enough.
Yeah. But
as long as there's a train wreck.
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to seeing more episodes of Legends Roundtable. Because they've really just stopped that.
Well, they stopped everything. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, who's going to host it now? I guess JR? No, wait.
No, JR hasn't hosted for a while. It's been Okerlund or Jimmy Styles. But JR's been on it.
Yeah, I know.
And so...
He still could be.
You still have Michael... Well, you don't even have Hayes right now.
No,
I don't. So you could have, what, Mark Henry? But I think you could have...
See Mark Henry's new look?
Yeah, he's bald.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's...
different.
Yeah, it's...
He's got the big, bushy beard and...
Kimbo.
Yeah. Kimbo, that's...
Kimbo exactly. Henry, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Did you say why?
I don't know. I've noticed over the last year that he looks like he's badly going bald anyways.
Oh.
Like he's doing the Shawn Michaels flip his hair to... trying to hide the bald spot shit, and I think he just got sick of it.
Got tired of it. That makes sense. I mean, why not? I mean, he's got that Big Show look now, though, with the beard and the bald.
That's the only... I don't know. I mean, I can't tell them apart when they're beside each other.
The Big Show and Mark Henry?
Yeah. Almost the exact same. All right, so, conference call. I think we're done with that. Network, anything else you want to say about it?
No, I think I think they have to do it. I think it's a smart thing to do. At this point, again,
I don't know that it's a smart thing to do. It's just the revenue. Like I don't think it's. I'm not so convinced it's going to work. Blah blah blah. But revenue streams are changing, and you need to come up with one. So from that perspective, I guess it's smart.
That's why I think it's kind of smart at this point. And this on and the online viewership, really hasn't. I mean, it's getting more, but it's not this rapid jump on for people watching, programs on their laptops or on their computers or on the Ultimate Means. It's coming, it's happening, but it's not. I mean, we had this talk, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's just not happening to the point where, at one point I was convinced that by the time they got this network on the air, it was too late. And now I'm thinking they'll get the network on the air, and eventually it'll be too late, but I think they'll get a couple of years where they could put it on if they,
It's the same thing, though. I mean, as long as people have, they have all this programming.
Yeah.
As long as people can watch whatever match they want to watch on YouTube, I don't see how this can be successful. And they've tried before and failed to police that, and I don't see how they can. And I think that's going to be a big thing that will hurt it.
They can't. No, I mean, and again, it's. I think that, as I said, to me, if people are willing to pay $15 or whatever it should be for a pay per view, then all the other programming is just bonus.
Yeah.
Right. And so,
but
that's
right now, you can only convince, and I realize you're charging a lot more, but right now you can only convince in North America about 125,000 people.
Yeah.
to buy a pay-per-view.
Was it $92,000 or something for a breakdown?
Something like that, yeah.
Domestic, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, that's including Canada.
So, I mean, yeah, okay, you're charging cheaper. So
that's including, maybe they can, think about that. That's including us in Canada.
Yeah.
And if 20,000 Canadians ordered this pay-per-view?
That's not, yeah, exactly. I mean, I really think that maybe you can get that network to 300,000, 400,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of where...
And again,
I mean, I look forward to the point where it comes in Canada because we'll get it at 50% off.
That's right, yeah.
And I'll get the pay-per-views for $7.50 a month and fucking A. But not everybody's like me, right? Like, you know,
thank
working
God.
For a media company.
Oh. I mean, and I'll buy it for $15 a month because
yeah.
I'll be the guy that'll be like, it'll be, you know, I'll be up and, you know, be the only one home, or I'll be up early and it'll be 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday or something, then... Yeah, fucking right. So I'll just turn on the WWE network and
yeah,
I don't care what's on. The zone will be
yeah,
on. I don't want
to
see probably, right?
I mean, you'll watch the Fight Network every now and then, and that's not even got anything good.
No, I know. I'm gonna get rid of that now. I got it. I remember 3 years ago even, that was like the thing is like, okay, when I get my, I moved and I got a cable and it's like, okay, now, and I got to make sure I add in that dollar a month or whatever it is. I got to get the Fight Network.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, fuck the who?
Well, I don't think they've added any new programming.
It's not even new programming. It's like every time I turn it on, it's like kickboxing or fucking
yeah.
like, you know, shitty mixed martial arts. And
yeah.
it's like, I got it because they used to have Deep South Wrestling,
yeah.
and they used to have the old classic Memphis
yeah.
thing. And those were enough. And they had some Ring of Honor stuff. I think
St.
they still
Louis,
do.
Wrestling with the Chase.
They used to have Wrestling with the Chase as well. But then you found
Honor,
come to
yeah.
find out that they only had like 5 episodes of Wrestling with the Chase. So it's like, oh,
yeah.
here's the one where Ric Flair fights, what's his name again? Who was that? Who was the NWA? Oh, there's an NWA champion in like the 70s. It was like one of those like transitional champions, but anyway, it was like, yeah, no, I don't
yeah.
need to see this again.
No. All right. Well, okay. So we're done with the network. We're done with TNA.
Yeah, tits and ass.
Somebody gonna buy him or what?
Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, he's rumored.
Homer Simpson, smiling politely.
Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins, has run and. Wrestling shows before. He's a big wrestling fan.
You know who he booked? Dennis Stamp.
Oh, that's right. He did. he's a big fan. The thing is he...
I'm starting an online petition.
I'm
petition.
Sure he's... What's that?
Starting an online petition. Dennis Stamp for TNA champion.
I think the thing is, like Joey Ryan.
Yes.
Or what's his name?
Joey Ryan.
Yeah, Joey Ryan. And the 82 percenters, whatever it was.
Yeah, the 82 percenters, that's right.
Anyways, no, Billy Corgan, I'm sure he has a lot of money, but I'm sure he has a finite amount of money, nevertheless.
Oh, yeah.
And not virtually pocketfuls and pocketfuls of indisposable cash, which is what you need to run TNA.
Yeah, well... Christ,
there's other people out there. Doesn't is looking less and less like Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
Though I wouldn't be surprised he still swoops in last second. Garrett Bischoff still employed?
Yes, he is.
What the fuck?
I know.
What happens to Dixie?
I mean, whoever comes in and
do they
buys,
dump her? Or
does
she become a TV performer?
No. They dump her.
Well, somebody was asking us on Twitter, not an official Twitter question, but just asking us what would happen if WWE bought it. And I figured that NXT would go there.
Go where?
You know, I figure if WWE bought, I figure TNA's time slot would essentially become NXT. And most of the guys currently in TNA that they kept would become NXT performers, and maybe 3 or 4 of them, Angle, Samoa Joe, AJ, might find their way to the main roster.
I don't even think, I think that Spike would just cancel it, put Bellator in that slot, and it'd be done.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even know what their deal is with USA.
I was just about to say, they couldn't, because that was the hold up, going the other way with Viacom, with Spike, that was the first thing that killed WWE buying WCW at first, was that they said, no, you got an exclusivity here. We can't put, you can't put wrestling on the other channel. And then once it got canceled, they could swoop in and buy it for nothing, right? Yeah. Do you want me to read Janice Carter's memo that she sent to the staff of TNA?
Is this legit? B, when did this come out? C, how did you get it?
Well, it leaked. I got it sent to me.
You got it sent to you?
Yes, leaked.
Okay. Is it legit?
Yeah, it's too legit to quit.
And when did it come out?
October 31st.
Okay.
Halloween. Here's the cunt's mom. Dear staff.
Mrs. the Grand Cunt?
The Grand Poontang.
I just picture one of those water buffalo
Flintstones. Well, I mean, you know that, yeah, exactly. And you know what the parent company is Poontang Energy. So.
That's true. That's true.
It works out well. But, dear staff, as we embark on our Where the Action Never Ends 365 initiative, 24/7.
Yes.
I wanted to take this time to thank you for your dedication and enthusiasm to your company's renewed creative direction. I feel confident together we are marching towards something great, a revolutionary way to experience professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. With this said, I am aware of the false rumors currently circulating that the Carter family and Poontang Energy is attempting to sell their ownership stakes in TNA Wrestling. An unfortunate aspect of this business is that there are wrestling reporters, in quotes, who consistently post, in quotes, news stories without proper facts. I want to assure you that these are just rumors, and I am committed to TNA and its future. While I typically find that responding to such rumors is a waste of time, I want to use this as a moment to express my support and delight for the creative direction we are moving in. Our work has just begun, and I look forward to a long and rewarding future with you and TNA. Warm regards, Janice Carter, Chairman of the Board.
Hold on a second. I got something on my chest here. One second. Something. Bullshit!
The Janice Carter.
I think that dislodged it.
Did it?
Yeah.
The Janice Carter bullshit?
Of the week.
Week. Yeah, I mean, the fact is right now there are in talks.
They've been looking to get rid of it for a while. And there is somebody serious out there, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's to the point where there are people going to the office, having meetings, finding out, is this something, viable? The other thing that this also points to is the fact that the Hulkster brother wasn't, rushed to be re-signed, showing that, these talks have been going on for a little while. That isn't a deal breaker, and they don't give a fuck about Hogan.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you bought that company, that's when you negotiate your own deal for Hogan. That's how you do it. If you want him.
That's not how I do it.
No. But if you want him, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Because that way you can get him for the price that you think he's worth, not for the price that the Carters think he's worth.
Here.
What's that?
This is what I think Hogan's worth.
Oh. Mark. I should stop leaving all those prophylactic wrappers.
Have you ever thought that
I should get your mom to clean up after she's done here.
Prophylactic is the word you chose to use there.
Well, yes, I'm trying to class it up.
Yeah. Except for when you use them, then they're conphylactics. But I think the best part about Hogan is really what he's finding out is he's really finding out that Awesome Kong exists.
You're right. And Awesome Kong is a bitch.
Karma is a motherfuck. And you know what? It's just it's funny is that I did hear a story about Hogan because he gets, whenever he's not in the news for like a week, he
puts out some bullshit?
Yeah, he can't handle it, so he puts out some bullshit. But and he's really, he's running out of things to say, because his last one was the fact that he's gone to, Evergreen Funeral Home in Tampa, and he's figured out, he's made his funeral arrangements and posted them all on the thing. Because he was making a big deal out about how he doesn't want to be cremated. He actually wants to go in the ground. He wants to be in the ground 6 feet under, because he figures then he can talk to the rest of the wrestlers that he had influence on their career.
Yep. Makes sense to me.
Bury me 6 feet under, brother.
Yep.
Bury him. You're going to bury him.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
Zack Ryder was popular at one point.
Good fucking job, WWE. Good fucking job.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's. I mean, with TNA, I mean, there's someone there. They're dancing around. Obviously, I mean, the fact is that you haven't had. You don't have Hogan now. You
look
like.
Like I say, it doesn't look like Eric Bischoff. It doesn't look like Spike is interested in buying.
No.
So those are the two big ones.
And
right?
You've got so. Exactly. So in a sense, so it's going to be it's somebody else, and it's not even someone.
And who will they put in charge is the question, because it's not somebody who knows how to run a wrestling company, from what we understand.
No, exactly.
It's somebody who will.
But it is
put somebody in charge.
Apparently, it's a group that's been successful in multiple other business lines, and they're really looking at it as a way that they're looking at it as an investment in TV rights fees.
Yeah,
that they'll get TV rights fees out of it, and that will make them money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, who knows? So we'll see what Shane can do with it. I mean,
No,
it is. I mean, this is going to be, I think, someone completely out of the blue left field. Kind
probably,
of,
yeah. Like I say, the bigger question is, who will they put in charge? You know.
Yeah, and TNA is looking for writers and producers now. It's on their whatever site. They put it out there. They put the fucking.
Didn't they just fire a bunch of writers and producers?
Where did they put this job description? Oh, it's on their website. Wow.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. I'm just noticing. Are you growing a Movember?
Yeah.
You've been growing for how many days now?
17.
And it took me this long to notice it?
No. It's only been, three? Well, what's today? It's 5 days.
So 5 days? So you've been growing for 5 days. That's
five
all you
days,
got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really just looks like you got a little dirt up there.
There's Griffin.
I see, and I can see yours that you've got there. You must obviously be growing it for Ho-Movember.
Every year.
Yeah, every year. It's super.
All right. So is there anything left except for the game?
You're a faggot. There. I think that's it.
Well, that was offensive.
To who? Faggots?
Michael Cole Twitter followers.
I was thinking that the faggots would be offended that I compared you to them.
Well, now I'm hurt.
All right, so the game.
I might want to edit that part out of the show. I won't, because it'd be taking too much time.
What's wrong with game?
Speaking of the game, this week's game...
It's all about the game.
It's a brand new game we're playing.
Yes.
This game is called, Is It Smaller? The Triple H's Penis. So I'll give you something, and then you'll decide whether it is or isn't
smaller than Triple H's penis. Is it smaller than Triple H's penis?
Mm-hmm. It's a very fascinating game. So
okay.
The amount of people who buy a TNA pay-per-view, is or isn't it smaller than Triple H's penis?
I'm going to have to say Triple H's penis is smaller.
Triple H's penis is smaller?
Although 17,000 apparently buying Bound for Glory.
Well, the amount of people attending a TNA house show. Is or isn't it smaller
than Triple H's
penis? Triple H's penis.
Smaller. I'm going to have to go with Triple H's penis.
Really?
It's smaller.
Really? Wow.
Baseball.
That's pretty small.
Dixie
Carter's IQ.
Oh, not Dixie Carter's penis.
No. Dixie Carter's IQ.
That's an easy one.
Is or isn't it smaller than Triple H's penis?
Dixie Carter's IQ or Triple H's
penis. Speak up. You're far away from the mic and you're barely talking there.
I'm
mumbling.
I'm thinking it out here.
That's a tough one. Make your argument why it's... What's there? Think it out loud.
Triple H is practically a woman, but Dixie Carter is stupid. So I'm just trying to figure out which is
smaller.
Smaller.
Dixie Carter's IQ or Triple H's penis.
Triple H's. I'm going to have to go with Triple H's penis.
Ooh, that's
smaller.
That's, all right, let's go here. Maybe this is the easy one. It's November 5th when we're recording this year, so there's just under 2 months left in the month. So the amount of times before the end of this year, between today, November 5th,
okay,
and the end of the year, December 31st, the somebody will have to pay Ric Flair's bar tab for him for Triple H's penis.
Oh, Triple H's penis.
Not even.
It's smaller. Yeah, I mean, that's. You could put. Number of times you could.
Well, it's only 59 days left.
You got to think apples to apples here. If you said that each time someone pays Triple H or someone pays Hunter or Ric Flair's rather bar tab is one time is 1 millimeter, you know, it's still Triple H's penis.
Well, I mean, there's 56 days or something like that left in the month. So I mean, is that how many times are?
It's 56 millimeters.
All right.
Actually, then there's the lunch time, so it's like 112.
Okay.
Flair.
So the amount of times in a match the Ryback blows a move or Triple H's penis.
Oh, the amount of times Ryback blows a move.
Or Triple H's penis.
The amount of times Ryback blows penis. Triple H's penis.
No, that's Sheamus.
Right. Right. It's that duck under go behind. Which is smaller? I'm going to have to go with Triple H's penis.
The amount of times in a match that John Cena forgets to sell
Triple H's penis.
Stephanie McMahon's penis. Or Triple H's penis.
Oh, Triple H's penis.
The amount of matches that Curtis Axel will win before getting released, or Triple H's penis.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
It is. Well, I'm going to go with Triple H's penis only because I assume that Curtis Axel is going to fight Dolph Ziggler in the future.
Mm.
And he'll win at least half of those.
Good point. The amount of in an average 2 month period in a calendar year, the amount of times that WWE creative fucks up some easy angle, or Triple H's penis.
Triple H's penis.
Oh, that wasn't really much of a contest.
Yeah, you should have led with that one. Actually.
Yeah,
that was pretty easy to get harder after.
Yeah, and of course the final one here. Is Triple H's self confidence or Triple H's penis? What's smaller?
Triple H's self-confidence. And that's it. Triple H's self-confidence. The only thing that is smaller than Triple H's penis. Triple H's self-confidence.
His self-esteem?
His self-esteem, his self-worth. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Dating back to the curtain call.
Fucker.
I hate him.
That was, we didn't talk about
I hate him.
Because I'm raw. You're watching this. Well, the two things. One thing, I'm at work yesterday. Two stories. Number one, I'm at work yesterday, and I'm sitting there and working away, and we're in a little room. There's like six of us in this room working away, and one of the guys comes in with his food. He sits at his desk. Another person goes, oh, that smells good. And he says, what are you eating? And then to Bob there, and Bob goes up. I made some pepper steak.
Nice.
And I fucking lost it. I started laughing so hard. Pepper steak. And I get up and I walk out of the room and I text you immediately.
Yes.
And you respond to me saying, go back in and do this, which I did. So I went back in and they're like, so what was wrong? What happened? And all I said to them was that, my daddy. Oh, thank you, Pip. I don't know, who should we thank? Is that Russo? Or is that?
I think we should just thank the boss man.
Should we thank the big boss man and Al Snow? And
I think the boss man gets credit for all of it.
How about Mr. Fuji for actually feeding somebody his dog as a rib and giving them inspiration?
Al Snow gets credit for putting Val Venus's actual cell phone number on the Pepper posters, though.
That's awesome. So, anyways, you're watching Raw yesterday, and Hunter's talking about with the producer,
Defatney. They're talking. And they're doing their whole thing, and they're, like, talking about their lawsuit or whatever. And they're talking very, like, we have to settle this lawsuit, and we have to do this. And out of, like, nowhere, it seems. Hunter's like, ugh, I hate him.
I'm talking about Big Show.
And I'm just killing myself laughing, because it was, like,
so bad.
Such, like, so bad, like, a three-year-old thing to do. And, yes, the producer just has this look on her face, like, you fucking retard for watching this.
She's right.
Yes.
That's the thing to keep in mind.
She's very right.
She is. Mm-hmm. All right, so one more time. We talk wrestling.
Yes.
Site's getting better. Site's adding a lot of new cool features.
What better?
Site's faster.
Oh, better.
Pretty soon be the only place you can get us.
Mm-hmm.
But iTunes always, and Facebook is a backup.
Well, you'll be able to get us on iTunes even when we switch over to the new...
Yeah, it's just you might have to switch that.
Redo
looks like,
it. We'll,
yeah, you
we'll,
might have to find
us.
But we'll give you a warning. And,
yeah.
You know, and keep it all... Try to make it as easy as possible. Yeah. Other than that, what else do we want to plug?
Your mom.
Again?
Still. Been doing it the whole show.
Are those your prophylactic... We're probably going to have to take that to wherever we're taping our next show so we have that handy.
Yes.
That sound effect that you love so much.
I like it.
A lover.
A land lover. Okay, well, that's going to do it. So, in the meantime.
Oh, wait. Stitcher?
Stitcher, yeah.
Facebook?
Facebook.
Addie, Addie, at WeTalkWrestling for email.
.com.
We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
Try that again.
Something like that.
At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. Not at We Talk Wrestling.
Fuck, it's on our new website. Find it, nice and easy.
Yeah, exactly. That's my style. So, yes, that's going to do it. I think that's everything. WeTalkWrestling.com. Addie, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Said that.
Stitcher. At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter,
iTunes,
Facebook.
Give us a comment. Like us on Facebook, or give a comment and rate us on iTunes. Other than that, we are
follow me on Twitter.
We are OUT.
Buy the new T-shirts. Take care. Spike your hair.
Stop doing that.
I know. We all did,
including him. Yeah. All right, so other than that, we are done, right?
All right, yes, thank God.
All right.
I mean, that's going to do it. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, good show, man. You want to just hang around my house with me now?
I hate you.